your door. You say, well, he doesn't live here. So you point across the street and you say, he lives
over there.
All right. And then if it's 2 miles that way, you say,
across.
So you say, he doesn't live here. He lives
across there.
Or would you ever say that another word? Like over there.
He live over there? Yeah, I say over there.
Did you ever say yonder?
No, I heard it used over yonder.
But you wouldn't say that. Well, now, if you were trying to show your daughter how to do something, you'd say, don't do it this that way. Do it
this way.
And when somebody speaks to you, say, and you don't understand exactly what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
I tell him, beg your pardon, I didn't hear you. When you repeat it again. Now, what did you say?
If a man has plenty of money, then he doesn't have to worry about anything. Is that right? But now, life is hard for a man.
That's true.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, or a pecan tree, or something, then you have a what?
An orchard.
And if you're talking about the orchard, and you saw a pretty one, and you wanted to find out the owner,
mm-hmm.
You'd say, you might ask someone if it's his orchard, you know. And he says, no, I'm just a neighbor to the orchard. But he might point to someone else and says, he's the man
that it belongs to.
And so you say, he's the man what
the orchard belongs to.
Right. So
they own the orchard.
Right. So we say it again?
He's the man that owned the orchard.
And when I was a boy, you might say, my father was poor. But next door was a boy
that was rich.
So the boy wasn't rich. You'd say, what was it? So when I was a boy, my father was poor. But
the boy next door father was rich.
So who was rich?
The boy's father.
Okay. So you say, is that a poor boy? And you'd say, no, he's a boy. Talking about, you know, money.
He's a boy that had plenty of money?
Well, he doesn't have it.
Oh, his father. He's a boy that his father had plenty of money.
Okay. And, what's inside a cherry? What's the part you don't eat?
The seed.
Well, is anything inside the seed?
A cherry?
Well, if you eat meat and is any, I'm just asking you, is anything inside the seed?
I guess you would call it a cone in the middle. I never cracked the cherry seed.
So what you say might be in there?
A coat in the middle.
So that'd be in the middle then?
Of a seed.
What about a peach or something like that? Is it inside a peach, what's inside of it?
Kernel.
Is anything inside the kernel?
Peach has a seed and the seed has a kernel. That's it.
So the kernel's inside the...
The seed.
Right.
Seed is real hard and inside is kernel. It's soft. You can bite it into.
You can do you eat the kernel?
You, if it's dried, you can.
What does it taste like?
Like sort of like a peach.
Tastes about the same as a peach.